This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has passed a new rule requiring major credit card companies to slash their late fees. The typical fee will be reduced from $32 to $8, which the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau determined was enough for companies to cover collection costs due to late payments. Credit card companies have been gouging customers using a 2010 loophole through which companies have charged very high fees that cost American families more than $14 billion a year. The new CFPB rule, set to go into effect in about 2 months, will save credit card customers more than $10 billion annually, with an average savings of $220 a year for 45 million people who are charged late fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said, for more than a decade, credit card giants have been exploiting a loophole to charge billions of dollars in junk fees from American consumers. The CFPB's new rule ends the era of big credit card companies hiding behind the excuse of inflation when they hike fees on borrowers and boost their own bottom lines. President Biden, in last year's and last week's State of the Union address, said that his administration would take on junk fees to spare consumers from huge profit-making methods from credit card companies and other lenders. The filing deadline has closed for candidates to run for elected office in Montana this year. Offices start with the presidential contest between presumptive nominees Joe Biden and Donald Trump, include federal offices for U.S. Senate and U.S. Congress, races for governor and the other four Montana statewide races, legislative contests for all 100 Montana House of Representatives and half the Montana Senate, judicial seats, public service commissioners, and more. In the Senate race, incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester is running for his fourth term in the nation's upper house. Tester fielded a primary challenger, Democrat Michael Hummert. Tester's Republican challengers include Tim Sheehy, a wealthy political neophyte who owns an aerial firefighting business in the Gallatin Valley, former Montana Secretary of State and Public Service Commissioner Brad Johnson, and a Republican newcomer, Charles Walking Child Sr. The Senate race also fielded Sid Dowd, a Libertarian, and two Green Party candidates, Robert Barb and Michael Downey. In the Eastern Congressional District, the incumbent, Matt Rosendale, will not run for re-election, queuing up a record number of candidates for the now-open congressional seat. GOP candidates for the office include former Congressman Denny Rehberg, term-limited Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson and State Auditor Troy Downing, Montana State Senator Ken Bogner, former state lawmakers Joel Crowder, Rick Holden, and Ed Walker, and former Drug Enforcement Agency official Stacey Zinn. Democratic candidates for the Eastern Congressional seat include Helena's Kevin Hamm, Billings' Ming Cabrera, Broaddus' Steve Held, and Helena's John Driscoll. In Montana's western U.S. House District, Democrat Monica Trunnell is in a rematch with incumbent Republican Ryan Zinke. Trunnell has no primary opponent, but Zinke has a challenge from Kalispell pastor Mary Todd. Libertarians Dennis Hayes and Ernie Noble are also vying for the congressional seat. At the state level, Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte is seeking re-election and has a primary challenge from Republican State Representative Tanner Smith. Democrat Ryan Bussey, an author and former firearms executive, is running for governor and has drawn a primary contest with Helena's Jim Hunt. Libertarian Kaiser Lieb, a tech entrepreneur and stand-up comedian, is also running for governor. There's been historic growth in Montana's dual enrollment program in the last decade, with more than 30% of all Montana high school students earning college credit before graduating high school. The Montana University system covers the cost for high schoolers to take up to 6 credits that go toward a 2- or 4-year degree. Of almost 8,000 high schoolers who took dual enrollment classes last school year, about 44% were taking career and technical education courses, up nearly 22% from just the year prior. Career and technical education includes classes that prepare the workforce in agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, construction, commercial driver's licensing, HVAC, and more. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.